Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Ever wake up feeling like you're drowning in a sea of what-ifs and I-can'ts? You know the feeling when your inner critic throws a party and invites all the negative thoughts to crash on the couch of your mind. That's self-doubt, folks, and it happens to the best of us. But guess what? It doesn't have to be our boss. In today's episode of Fortitude First, we're diving deep into how stoicism can be your secret weapon against that pesky inner voice, helping you channel those doubts into fuel for greatness. Think about it. Self-doubt is like a shadow that follows us around. It whispers in our ear, telling us we're not good enough, smart enough, or brave enough to tackle the challenges life throws our way. It can paralyze us, keep us stuck in our comfort zones, and prevent us from reaching our full potential. But here is the stoic twist. They understood that worrying about things we can't control is like trying to steer a boat with a broken rudder. Pointless, right? Instead of battling those doubts head-on, Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge them, understand their roots, and then shift our focus to what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, and our responses. So, how do we put this into practice? Takeaway #1. Reframe your thoughts. Those negative voices in your head aren't facts, they're just opinions disguised as truth. Imagine them like those annoying pop-up ads online you don't have to click on them. When self-doubt creeps in, challenge it with logic and evidence. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What proof do I have? What would a more rational and compassionate voice say? Takeaway #2. Focus on your sphere of control. Remember, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on what's within our circle of influence: our effort, our attitude, our choices. Instead of stressing over things beyond your control, channel that energy into taking action in areas where you can make a difference. Takeaway #3. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body is stuck in traffic? Mindfulness helps us bring awareness to the present moment, calming the mental chatter and allowing us to respond with clarity instead of reacting impulsively to self-doubt. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference. Takeaway #4. Embrace imperfection. Nobody's perfect, folks. Stoics understood that striving for flawlessness is a recipe for disappointment. Instead, they embraced the idea of living in accordance with nature, accepting our limitations and focusing on continuous growth. Don't let fear of making mistakes hold you back from trying new things and pushing your boundaries. Takeaway #5. Find your tribe. You're not alone in this journey. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who uplift and encourage you can be a powerful antidote to self-doubt. Seek out mentors, friends, or communities that inspire you and remind you of your strengths. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's brilliant, creative, and has a heart of gold, but she constantly battled self-doubt when it came to her writing. She'd spend hours writing paragraphs, agonizing over every word, convinced that her work wasn't good enough. One day, she joined a writer's group. The supportive feedback, the shared struggles, and the sense of community helped her realize that her voice was valuable and unique. She started focusing on the joy of writing itself, rather than chasing perfection. Guess what? Her confidence soared, and her writing blossomed. Sarah's story is a reminder that sometimes, all it takes to overcome self-doubt is finding the right tribe and shifting our perspective. So, remember this. Self-doubt doesn't have to define you. It's a challenge, not a roadblock. By embracing Stoic principles, reframing your thoughts, focusing on what you can control, and building a supportive network, you can turn those doubts into fuel for your journey. You've got this. Now go out there, own your worth, and make things happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Stoic inspiration. You might just be the catalyst they need to conquer their self-doubt and unlock their true potential. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Fortitude First, where we empower you to face life's challenges with courage, clarity, and unwavering resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.